Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the star line by actress, director, and Uno master.
Oh, snap.
Seen her on The Wire, Damages, Kings, and now as head charge nurse Maggie Lockwood in the NBC drama Chicago Med. We welcome the talented Marlene Barrett.
Hello, and you forgot to say the queen of speed Uno.
The queen of speed Uno, Marlene, let's go beyond the mic. You've had so many arcs on Med. How has the writers kept you on your toes with so many chaotic situations?
You know, I think it has to do with my love of people's lives in urgent situations. So I think every time I read a storyline, my approach is, you know, where did you come up with that concept? How did you hear of the story, and how did the people react? And I try to be as true as possible to the storytelling behind someone's really, really big life moments.
How has working with Brian Oliver and this incredible cast changed the way you see yourself as an actress?
Multiculturalism. You know, I think that when you work with people from diverse backgrounds like I do, you get to expand the bandwidth of your perception of life. And Ipatha Oliver, when you talk about thespians with repertoires as long as they have, you get a chance to just glean. And same thing with Brian. And it helps that, you know, when they do these shots where Brian rains, you know, these incredible abs on people, you get to clap with them. You get to clap with the audience.
You've helped raise awareness supporting victims of sex trafficking. Marlene, why is giving back so important to you?
Because the victims' voices have been tampered with, and they need people who can speak up to say something about the wrongs that are being done to a lot of women around the world and men. I have to say that sex trafficking and sexual abuse is not targeted just to women. A lot of young men and a lot of men are being assaulted every day.
She is Maggie Lockwood in the NBC drama Chicago Med. Marlene Barrett joins us beyond the mic. And Marlene, it's time for the Rocking Eight. You might be the queen of speed Uno, but I'm the queen of eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure.
Okay.
Other than the Spice Girls, what's your best interview as a VJ?
Janet Jackson.
That's cool. Favorite place in Montreal's East End?
Montreal's East End?
Yeah.
La Belle Province poutine place.
Who doesn't love poutine? If you were going to pick up your RN after acting is over, what specialty would you want to be?
OR.
Have you ever been stuck in an elevator?
Yes.
Marlene, have you ever snuck in somewhere you weren't supposed to be?
A lot.
Favorite thing you love to celebrate?
Easter.
What's the best Haitian comfort dish you cook?
That I cook? Grillo.
Which is?
It's a salted pork.
Marlene, how many languages do you speak?
3. How many do I understand? 5.
So cool. We're going to sneak in a couple more. Marlene, why is directing regional theater important for you?
I love storytelling. I love the stage and the simplicity of the actor sharing with the audience and no filters of screen separating them.
What would you like to see in the future for Maggie?
True love.
Marlene, what gives you such a passion for acting?
People, the joy of life, and the opportunity to share a gift that I've been blessed with.
Who has guided you on this road as an actor, and why is it important for you to lift up others on their road to success?
So the most humbling experience, I think, was the days that I got to spend with Gene Hackman when I was a young actress. And still in school, I have a lot of spiritual mentors as much as I do have acting mentors. But one of my favorite people is my aunt, who, when I wanted to pursue my craft, she said, come and live with me. I'll give you your bedroom and you go give it 100.
How does their love make you feel?
Like I've been blessed, miraculous. I know so many people who don't get that opportunity to pursue their passion 100. So I carry a sense of love, but also duty that partners with that to be able to, I would say, respect those that didn't get the opportunity that I got And I know there were a lot of people that are much more talented than I am that could have, would have done a better job, but I'm the one that's in front right now. So I'm extremely grateful.
Okay, Marlene, what is your Speed Uno winning strategy?
I'm very strategic. So my deck is set up with my +4 wild, my +2 wild, and then I go to my +2 colored, and then I'll go into my challenge cards, my reverses, my stops, and then I'll go sequentially with my colors to know where I'm going.
How about one thing you want to tell your fans?
Pursue your dreams. Don't be afraid. Go for it.
She's head charge nurse Maggie Lockwood in NBC's drama Chicago Med. Marlene Barrett joins us for one big question. We got a question from one of our listeners, Dolores and Natalie Up. Marlene, why is your family so powerful for you, and how have they supported you?
Oh, wow. So I have three sets of family members. I have my immediate family, which is my husband and my children. And, you know, every morning I wake up, I go to work really early. And to be loved the way that I'm loved through life is not taken for granted. So that's one side. My biological family, I would say, you know, we all had different careers they wanted to pursue, and we're very passionate people. And they always challenged me to be the best person that I could be. And then I have this extended family who are some of my best friends in the world. And to them, I owe the support that continuously keeps me vibrant in life through tough times and happy times and the good travels we get to do together.
She's the queen of Speed Uno, loves Easter, and wants you to see her on Chicago Med. Marlene Barrett, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Sean.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.